Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Because of Bitcoin, which is Ledin's podcast. If you haven't checked it out yet, I'll leave the link in the comments below. Today, we kick off our fourth season with a very special guest and a very special announcement. By the time you listen or see this, you probably will have already read the news, which I'm excited to share with you today, and that is that Tether, the largest company in the digital asset space and the creators of USDT, have made a strategic investment into our company, Ledin. This investment and this announcement is exciting and symbiotic on too many levels, and I thought there would be no better way to start off this fourth season than sitting down with Paulo, a man who needs no introduction, to talk about how Ledin and Tether work together, the synergies between the two companies, the investment, and his vision for the future of the Bitcoin-backed loan industry. We covered a lot of ground on this conversation. Paulo is an incredibly bright man, and I'm sure you'll enjoy this conversation as much as I did. Without further ado, here is my conversation with Paulo Arduino, CEO at Tether. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Because of Bitcoin, which is Ledin's podcast. If you haven't checked it out yet, I'll leave the link in the comments below. Today, we kick off our fourth season with a very special guest and a very special announcement. By the time you listen or see this, you probably will have already read the news, which I'm excited to share with you today, and that is that Tether, the largest company in the digital asset space and the creators of USDT, have made a strategic investment into our company, Ledin. This investment and this announcement is exciting and symbiotic on too many levels, and I thought there would be no better way to start off this fourth season than sitting down with Paulo, a man who needs no introduction, to talk about how Ledin and Tether work together, the synergies between the two companies, the investment, and his vision for the future of the Bitcoin-backed loan industry. We covered a lot of ground on this conversation. Paulo is an incredibly bright man, and I'm sure you'll enjoy this conversation as much as I did. Without further ado, here is my conversation with Paulo Arduino, CEO at Tether. Paulo, thank you for being here. Thank you for making the time in beautiful Lugano. It's great to see you.
Thank you for having me. It's a big pleasure.
So I'm very excited because today, or by the time this airs, we'll have announced that Tether has made a strategic investment into Ledin. And I could not be more excited about it to be here and chatting about, you know, our relationship and our plans, the future plans. And before I do that, I wanted to give people a little bit of context on how we've been working together. So we've been working together on the institutional side for some time now, and it's been a great working relationship. And now we've taken this next step with this investment from Tether Ventures. My first question to you was, can you tell us a little bit more about Tether Ventures and the type of companies you invest in?
Yeah, so Tether Ventures and Tether Investment, that is our investment arm, just for the sake of clarity, is outside of the reserves of the stablecoin USDT. So we invest in basically three buckets. The first one is, let's say, the stable bucket. So we invest directly in Bitcoin, we invest in gold, and invest in land. So we invested in Adecco Agro, that is one of the biggest landowners in South America. Huge amount of land in Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay. They produce cattle, they produce milk, rice, and all that. Gold and Bitcoin are a huge part of our investment strategy just because they represent a hedge against the craziness that could happen in the future. Of course, we are USDT, so Tether is about, you know, USDT is a digital dollar. But we understand how everything is relative, right? So if you are in Venezuela, in Argentina, the local currency is devaluating so fast against the US dollar that having the US dollar is a holy grail, the best thing in the world. If you are in the United States, then if you only have the dollar, well, you have the dollar already. So what do you want more? You want to have Bitcoin? If you have the luck of being educated enough, or you might want to have gold. Having gold and obtaining gold is very difficult. Then we tokenized gold. So that's why we think that the role of Tether is creating for everyone, not just a few sectors or a few verticals of humanity. So for all society, we want to have products that will bring them stability and a hedge. So that's why part of the portfolio is like that. And a part of the portfolio is about creating or expanding our distribution network, expanding our footprint, and the opportunities. We cannot do, the world is so big, it's so complex that we cannot do everything alone. And the good thing about Tether is that it's made, so in Tether, there are working people coming from 60, 70 different countries. So we design Tether, the USDT, and all our products based on the necessities of the families of these people. But we don't come in a country and having the arrogance to know that, that we know exactly what we should be doing and how it works, right? So we want to partner with companies that help us to design use cases and products that are specific for specific regions. And in order to scale that, it's much better to do it through the venture part and through our investment arm rather than trying to do everything ourselves. I think doing everything yourself is a bad idea. So that's why it's great that that we're investing in you guys and that we saw like the amazing results that you had. And I think it just made sense that we would bring the force together. And the third bucket is more like futuristic things like brain-computer interfaces, artificial intelligence, and so on. So we think that it's important to have a portion of the portfolio that's very stable and very a huge hatch, a portion that will spread our technology and opportunity through a wide distribution network. And then we have, well, at tail end of crazy things.
No, that's great. And, I agree. I think being Venezuelan, I've seen what, and from Latin America, I've seen what Tether has done for the region.
You have a great story.
Thank you. So much of my family and my friends back home use Tether, and I've seen their lives change for the better because of it. And I want to talk to you about international distribution. Other things I wanted to ask you is about the synergies between the products Tether offers and the services that Ledin offers. In a world that's going digital, I've seen in Venezuela how people are using Tether because it's a better experience for them than any other fiat that they can possibly have. And then they're continuing to use these digital tokens or digital assets to access digital financial services like the ones that we offer, because again, they're getting a better experience getting loans and yield from somebody like Ledin than they would be from their legacy banks. And so how do you see the synergies between the product suite that you offer and the type of products that we offer?
Well, I think this is clear that, I'm not as a stablecoin issuer, right? It would be easy for me to say, well, we are here to replace the banks. I feel some sadness because people need to have contacts with a counterparty. Like people need to go maybe to go to the branch, or they still need to have that physical contact or someone on the phone they can pick up and talk together. But the reality is that I think banking, the reason why USDT exists is because people have been left behind and let down by the banking system. So some banks are upset with us saying because, we are eating their lunch, but actually we would not exist if they did a good job to start with. So on the payment side, that is like USDT has a great use case on remittances and payments. But on all the services that banks should have, they're also letting their customers down. Of course, they come to you to have a loan because you are looking at the future, you understand their problems much better than anyone else in the traditional financial history. So that is the synergy, right? So we created a simple product, but every single person out there has a different need, a different use case that needs to be tailored through technology. And the combination of having like Bitcoin as a collateral and USDT as is like you have your Bitcoin, that is your savings account, but you are fine to put it as a pledge because you want to remain long Bitcoin, but at the same time, you want to borrow USDT so that you are long Bitcoin and short the dollar, because anyway, even the dollar is the best fiat currency out there, eventually will devaluate. So you are like an amazing distribution partner for us, and too, because I believe that credit is important in life, in history. I mean, credit will, even with Bitcoin, I don't think credit should disappear, but should be done in a better way. That's what you do.
Thank you. That's very kind. And speaking on the topic of loans and credits, you guys being the biggest digital asset company in the world, you have a very unique vantage point into Bitcoin-backed financing and pretty much every other vertical within digital assets. And so I guess I wanted to ask you, you talk and see a lot of companies and a lot of people in the space. What stood out to you about Ledin?
Well, we saw in the past how things could go wrong. I think 2022 is a year that everyone remembers. There was FTX, then there was Celsius and others. I think I see founders, I see people that do care about creating something that is resilient, that is strong, that is visible, that is transparent. So when we decided to partner with someone, we needed to make sure that the message we want to carry out to our users, the protection that we think Tether is infusing in society in every single day needs to be carried out by good people and people that really are aligned with the same vision.
That really means a lot. And to share back, you know, I have huge admiration and respect for the work that Tether's done, bringing the best form of a currency to every corner of the world. Because as you mentioned, many people, especially where I come from, have been left out, have been let down by both their governments and their banks. And I've seen how Tether has changed the lives of so many people in places like Venezuela and Argentina. And it's one of the things that fills me with pride to be able to say that we're working together. And one of the things I love about Tether is your focus on international distribution. And we are focused on that as well. I let in more than 70% of our clients come from outside of the US. And we've taken a very big position in saying that we believe these products should have international distribution. The whole point of these products is to change the lives of people that need it the most. Yeah. And so my question to you is, since you've built a product that reaches pretty much every corner of the planet, why do you think this international distribution is so important?
You said it, right? So it's trying to sell ice to an Eskimo is kind of pointless. So the US has 90% perfection and efficiency in the financial rails. And of course, it's an interesting market, super interesting market, and I'm not denying that. But there are countries where the financial rails are 10% efficient. And so you have to measure yourself as a company, not only from how much money you make, but also what is the biggest impact that you can have. Tether was created 7 years ago in 2014. So this year in 2025, March 2025 was the first year that I went to the United States and we started looking at the United States because we wanted to make sure that we could focus on the people that needed the most.
No, and that's excellent. And I think the combination of a great financial service and a great asset or currency to have is a really big game changer. And I'm really excited about the future. You guys are growing exponentially across the board. But what's more interesting to me is that USDT isn't your fastest growing asset or product. It's actually the crown goes to XAUT, which is your tokenized gold product. And I find it personally a fascinating asset. Could you tell us a little bit about your future plans or future vision for XAUT?
Quite interesting, because I think as a product that you are creating, right? So XAUT is a representation of physical gold, right? So Tether in this moment, as part of its own balance sheet, has more than 100 tons of physical gold held in Switzerland. And Tether Gold, XAUT, is around now has surpassed the market capitalization of $2.1 billion. Grew up almost 100%, so it doubled in market cap in the last 2 months. Also, gold is going up. Is doing almost all-time highs every single day. That also is a reflection of the fact that people everywhere started to distrust the fiat system. You could see in the last few weeks long queues of people in front of gold shops that wanted to buy these tiny gold spheres and or bars, because you know when you don't have trust in the system, you need to go back to something that at least you know that can be counterfeited and that people cannot inflate. And that is gold. I mean, gold and Bitcoin, of course. But there are so many people in the world, I would say still the vast majority of the people in the world don't understand Bitcoin. So how we can give them something that is actually a natural reflection of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So something that they use for the last 5,000 years, and that is gold. So the beauty of Tether Gold is that it's not paper gold. It's actually linked, and there is one-to-one gold backing in safes in Switzerland, safes that we own. Not your vault, not your gold is a good analogy to not your keys, not your coins. And so we think that gold, tokenized gold as Bitcoin could be a great collateral for a loan. So as we said, for Bitcoin, you want to keep Bitcoin as a collateral so that you can borrow USDT. And so you spend US dollars, but you remain long Bitcoin. You can actually say the same thing about gold. In the last year, gold appreciated more than Bitcoin in percent. percentage wise, but you know, the volatility of gold, since the market cap of gold is so much bigger than Bitcoin, then the volatility is lower. So also as a form of collateral, I think is very efficient, because then, you know, the collateral percentage, the over collateralization required is much lower.
No, that's great. And I'm actually very excited about where this is going. And I think it opens up a world of opportunities for both Tether and Ledin. And on the point that you made about, you know, transparency, we at Ledin and you at Tether have been big proponents of building trust through transparency. And I think that is a massive, I think that cannot be understated. And I don't think it's a coincidence that both Tether and Ledin are growing leaps and bounds across other players in similar verticals. Could you speak a little bit, or do you see proof of reserves as a strategic advantage to companies in this space?
Yeah, I think first of all, if you have the good thing is about having Bitcoin and tokenized gold is like proof of reserves are not rocket science to make, and you know, should be so simple. So someone should question if you don't have them. What is the reason why you don't have them if they're so easy to produce? So even like Tether as you know, we work together on that, some lending business. And we, you know, when we Tether buys Bitcoin, we say, okay, these are our Bitcoin. We sign a transaction, we prove that the ownership of the wallet. So that's the beauty. That is why banks need to actually reform themselves to prove to provide the same level of transparency. Because otherwise, like you leave, the banking world is 90% under collateralized. Like they, you know, they only are 10% collateralized. So they lend out 90% of their funds. So instead of being over collateralized, they are under collateralized. And, you know, that is a castle card.
And it's funny because there's even rules in some countries where you cannot have full reserve banks, which is insane if you think about it. Now, this partnership, this investment brings together the largest stablecoin in the world with the largest consumer-backed Bitcoin-backed lending company in the world today. Where do you see the future of the Bitcoin-backed loan market in the next few years?
I really think that right now I feel like there is industry that is, maybe I have only a partial view, but I think now there is a big part of the digital asset industry, but also general, like even manufacturing industry that is exposed to Bitcoin and gold that is using this service. But more and more, I believe institutional adoption is going to be massive. So institutions will more and more keep Bitcoin and gold in their balance sheets, because again, the world is going towards darkness. And so if that continues to happen, then they themselves will want to use their, let's say, hedge part of their balance sheet, but still maintain being long to that part of their balance sheet, but at the same time have access to liquidity in form of dollars.
No, that's excellent. And I guess the last question I have for you is, you've built the fastest or the largest company in the fastest growing industry in the world. And we've seen the growth from nothing to this, to billions and billions of dollars. Do you have any words of advice for any young entrepreneurs that are thinking about building in the space?
Yeah, I think the USDT is a good example, right? So it started in 2014. We didn't have any idea how to monetize it, but we knew that, you know, we could have applied transaction fees to USDT, but we didn't. Because actually, that's the only way so that the product becomes unbeatable. Always think about products that will work for yourself in any situation. If you leave an inch to your competitors, where like, imagine if we would put 10 basis points of USDT and another competitor could do 9, another contemplated could do 8. So build a product that is unbeatable, that is simple, and you cannot outcompete it.
That's brilliant. Well, I want to thank you for the time. I'm incredibly excited about working with you guys and where this is going. I think the future is both very bright and orange. And I hope we can do this again soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Paolo does such a great job articulating his vision for Tether and this idea of building a resilient system that can provide stability during times of market volatility and chaos. This focus on transparency and resilience is deeply aligned with our ethos here at Ledin and how we've built everything from day one. It is a real privilege to be able to work with him and the Tether team. And I could not be more excited about the future products and solutions that both Tether and Ledin are going to roll out into the market to make the lives of millions of people even better. I really enjoyed this. I hope you did as well. And as always, we'll be back soon with another great guest.